Rafer.
Hey, Kristen.
You know what I just loved last Friday on The Takeaway?
Tell me.
Mary Ann Winkowski.
Yes.
Mary Ann Winkowski, who is the inspiration for The Ghost Whisperer, the CBS TV show starring Jennifer Love Hewitt, which I've watched many times. And I admit it, I've cried even.
Wow, that's pretty good.
I love that Ghost Whisperer. Yeah, it's great. So I am so excited that Mary Ann Winkowski has said that she would join us once again to be on a very special haunted Halloween movie day. We're going to go through some of our favorite ghost movies, our not-so-favorite ghost movies, the ones that kept us up at night and so on.
Yes.
And Mary Ann. Hello, Mary Ann.
Hi.
We're so thrilled to have you here with us.
Oh, glad to be back.
Thank you. Thanks for being with us today. Well, I know we have lots of questions about ghost movies and Halloween and your work as a paranormal investigator. Mm-hmm. And I'll just let Rafer start off with. I know that there are some movies he wants to talk about.
Okay. I should. Well, should we start off with our usual intro? I'm Rafer Guzman, movie critic for Newsday.
Oh, that's the obvious thing to
do.
You
forgot. You're so excited.
I'm so excited. This is Kristen Meinz, your takeaway producer.
And this is Movie Date.
All right. So, a lot of movies. We Rafer and I have been back and forth on lots of movies. We just talked with you about Paranormal Activity 2 on the air.
Mm-hmm.
You were saying that is not the most accurate depiction of ghosts, because in that movie, the ghosts get a little bit rambunctious. They drag people out of bed, they slam doors, they bite people and so on. And you were saying that's not accurate, right?
There's a little bit of accuracy to it. They can slam doors, they can open closets, they can make hangers move in a closet, they can move things, but drag you out of bed, shoot you, stab you, choke you, oh no, never.
Now, Marianne, I'm going to just admit to you that I'm a bit of a skeptic. I'm a lot of a skeptic.
Terrific.
So here's my question to you. If they can slam a door, why couldn't they drag you out of bed?
They don't have enough energy. It doesn't take very much to close the door. It would take a lot of energy to actually physically take somebody out of bed. Now, they can actually sit down, say, on the foot of the bed, and if anybody has a cat and the cat jumps on the bed, you know how you get that feeling? You move your foot down there and you can feel the cat?
Yes.
Well, if a ghost sits down on the foot of your bed and you move your foot down there and you don't feel anything, you got more than, you know, you bargained for down there. But they can blow in your ear. They can move your hair. If you're in the shower, they
sounds
can
kind of romantic, Mary.
Yeah, well, you know, but wouldn't you rather have a live one instead of a dead one?
But it's a matter of the amount of energy or the amount of mass that they are able to move?
The amount of energy that they have. And there is actually the week working up to a full moon, and we really did have a full moon last week, the end of last week. Mm. That's the week that they have most of their energy, and they get it from that phase of the moon, and I do not know why. But that's the week that they're going to move bills, paperwork, keys, remotes. That's the week, you know, you're going to hear more of the noise in the house. The truth of the matter is people always hear that noise at night when the house is quiet and the street noises are down and everything. But they make noises all day long. We just don't hear it. The TV's on, the radio's on. You're cooking, you're cleaning. You just don't pay any attention to it.
All right, let me ask you this about a particular movie, and I'm sure you've covered this one in your career already, The Exorcist. The classic
so
The Exorcist.
Scary.
The reason I ask about this one is because that is not really that is not an external, quote-unquote, mm-hmm. ghost who is nagging or harassing mm-hmm. a family. That is a possession.
Correct.
And the possessed person with the ghost or the demon inside her is levitating, her head is spinning around, she's
right.
vomiting, et cetera, et cetera. We know all the things she does.
Right.
Is that, in your opinion, possible?
A person can be possessed, absolutely. And there is two different kind of possessions. There is a kind that is called a walk-in, and that is
No reservation needed, you're saying.
Pretty much.
Okay.
That is, if a person just dies and there happens to be an earthbound spirit around, it will literally walk in and take over that body.
Like in the movie Ghost, Patrick Swayze going into the body of Whoopi Goldberg?
Correct. But Whoopi's spirit never left the body.
Right.
She just allowed Patrick to come into the body.
Okay. Okay. Look, you can use me.
Use you.
And use my body.
Use your body.
Just do it quick before I change my mind.
Now, in a possession like Reagan had in The Exorcist,
right,
that was a demonic possession.
It was a hostile takeover.
Correct.
Okay.
And, yeah, real hostile. And that kind... if I ever would run across something like that, I would certainly refer something like that to the church.
I see.
Well, yes.
What about a whole building? I mean, a lot of these movies that we see, it's not just one person whose body is being taken over. But, for example, in Poltergeist.
They're here.
Or in The Shining.
Come play with us.
It seems to be a whole building or a hotel or a house.
Entertainment.
Oh, okay.
Is there no such thing as a whole house?
There's no such thing as a haunted house?
There is, and the Amityville house is actually pretty accurate. I mean...
Oh, no. That gave me nightmares growing up, and everyone said, don't worry, it's not real.
A lot of the stuff that happened and that could happen, but they certainly exaggerated a lot of it also.
Well, it turned out to be a fraud, as they later admitted.
Right, but
thank God.
The whole idea of a house being haunted, yeah, I go in haunted houses every day. And people do, you know, people do have earthbound spirits in houses, absolutely. But I actually ran across the man that was one of the producers of that house. And he was so excited when he met me because he says, oh, I was a producer for that.
For the Amityville Horror?
Right. And I just looked at him and I said, you know how much grief you've given me over the years because of flies in the attic? And I says, everybody that has a big fly in their attic thinks they have a ghost. And he said, we had 17 seconds to fill, and they put flies in the attic.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
That's movie making for you.
There you are.
Well, I have a question about your work. Okay, so the most obvious movie that most of us know about when we think about paranormal investigators is Ghostbusters.
Right.
Is your life anything like the Ghostbusters' life? Do you have a team of people? Do you have special machinery?
Why worry? Each of us is wearing an unlicensed nuclear accelerator on his back.
Yep. Let's get ready. Switch me on.
You have really, really just, I mean...
A jumpsuit.
A jumpsuit.
Yeah,
I mean, none of these things.
Never been slimed. Nothing like that at all. Now, when I see an earthbound spirit, I see them like I see you. I would see hair color, eye color, the clothes you have on. The only difference would be you wouldn't be solid. If I squinted a little bit, I could see through you. No, that is, but I have to tell you, I actually got in a little bit of trouble with the Ghostbusters because on my voicemail, on my phone, I actually had the Ghostbusters theme song playing in the background, and they got me.
And Ray Parker Jr. came after you for copyright infringement.
Warner Brothers. Yeah. You're not allowed to do that. Okay.
Well, I just want to ask you a little bit about this being able to see spirits looking just like human beings. Mm-hmm. That reminds me of The Sixth Sense.
I see dead people.
And The Sixth Sense, I always felt really bad for that kid. It seems like a really scary thing to walk through life and not really fully be able to tell the difference between humans and dead people. And oftentimes the dead people are displaying gruesome injuries from what caused their death. Do you actually see them with their gruesome injuries?
That's the part that was not true in The Sixth Sense. That whole thing was fairly accurate. But the body is what is mangled, bloody, gory, missing parts and pieces. The spirit is always whole. You never, ever, I never, ever, ever see a person that looks like that as far as, you know, as far as a ghost. Ghosts don't puke. They don't eat. They don't sleep. They're not hanging from ceilings. That is strictly the movies. And I was fortunate. A lot of children, and parents need to listen to their kids. A lot of kids are afraid of their bedrooms, or they're in bed with you every night at 2 o'clock in the morning. Listen to your children. If they're afraid of their rooms, there's a reason. And I was just a very fortunate child, is that my grandmother was my mentor, and she started taking me to funerals when I was 4 years old because everybody attends their funeral. And so I've never been afraid of it. But the whole idea, and to be honest with you, spirits that die and don't cross over, they have identically the same personalities they had when they were alive. If they were a nice, sweet old lady when they died, they're going to be a nice, sweet old lady in somebody's ghost. But if they were, you know, a peeper or a person that hated animals or a person that didn't like children, that's the same personality they're going to have if they end up in somebody's house.
Marianne, I've got to tell you, that may be the worst parenting advice I have heard. I have got two little kids, and if they're waking up 3 or 4 times a night, I am just not sure how I'm going to handle going in there and looking around for ghosts with those two kids. I'm trying to get them to go back to sleep.
Okay, now let me ask you this question.
Okay.
Do your children have a lot of ear, nose, throat, and upper respiratory problems?
No, not well. I mean, they get a cold occasionally, but no.
But not more than normal.
No, I don't think so.
Then you probably don't have anything to worry about. When you have an earthbound spirit in the house and you've got kids under the age of 10 or 12, they're going to have a lot of ear, nose, throat, upper respiratory problems. And again, you know, they're going to be in bed with you every night at 2 o'clock in the morning. But if kids do go through phases, but their imaginary friends are not imaginary. They are really seeing and talking to people.
Wow.
It could be their guardian angel. It doesn't have to be a ghost. It could be Great Grandma Rose that's coming to visit. Doesn't have to be a ghost.
Okay.
Well, I like that idea a lot better.
You like that idea better?
A lot better. I mean, a lot of what we all think of, especially this time of year, Halloween, are the scary ghosts, the poltergeist, the exorcist kinds of ghosts, the Shining and Amityville Horror. So,
yeah,
Marianne, thank you.
But it goes on all year. Tell me, do you remember if your mother sent you down the basement to get something when you were a kid?
Oh, that basement, that damn basement.
Did you hum, whistle, sing, clap your hands all the way down to the freezer and back up? What did you do?
Sure.
All kids are afraid of basements, and it's not just at Halloween. It's all year long.
That's true.
All right, so you're saying, just accept that there are always ghosts with us. Don't be afraid.
And most
of them aren't a problem.
That's right. Exactly.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Marianne. We really appreciate your coming back with us today and helping us through these ghost movies and our own parenting issues, Brafer.
Yes, okay. Point taken.
Thanks so much,
Have
Marianne.
Have a good day.
You
Thanks.
Too. If you want to get regular updates from Movie Date or give us suggestions, text the word movies to 69866.
And, Kristen, you can become a fan of Movie Date on Facebook if you want to give us feedback on the podcast or suggest the movies that we should see next.
Excellent.